Residents in several McDowell County communities are one step closer to clean public water. The Elkhorn Regional Water Project will replace two water systems that date back about 70 or 80 years. Officials celebrated a groundbreaking ceremony in Kimball on Tuesday. A yellow backhoe knocks rocks from a mountainside as another construction vehicle drills through rock along Route 52 in Elkhorn. Work began in late June to replace the Elkhorn and Mayberry water systems. The aging, leaky Elkhorn Water Tower that sits on the other side of the road will soon be out of commission.
Our goal is to provide as much clean water as we can for every citizen of McDowell County.
That's Eldon Green. He's the assistant director of the McDowell County Public Service District.
There's a crumbling, decaying, almost non-existent water system in the area, and not even all of our households have that public water. Some have springs and wells. But as with any rural community where the major industry has come and gone, we face negative things. We face low incomes. We face dilapidated housing. And it's just been a terrible, terrible struggle.
Green says several of the systems throughout the county were built, then left by coal companies.
And essentially we became a captive workforce to big coal. And I'm not trying to be anti-coal on that, but that's essentially what happened. And now, since the bloom is off the rose, so to speak, with the coal industry, and a lot of the coal has been gone, and it being a non-renewable resource, Therefore, we're faced with an exodus of a lot of our people, with a crumbling of the infrastructure that was here. It's almost non-existent today.
The Elkhorn Regional Water Project has been in the works for several years, and it was further delayed when the federal government halted abandoned mine land funding to review the applications earlier this year.
And we are very grateful for how that through the slow-moving bureaucratic process of the government, we're finally seeing this good thing happen in our county today.
Abandoned mine land money comes from a fund created by a tax on coal companies. The money is used to reclaim and fix damage left from previous mining activity. Congressman Nick Rahal says he met with officials earlier this year about the funding. Rahal attended the groundbreaking ceremony in Kimball.
These projects are really crucial for clean water for the people of southern West Virginia. And their clean water has been impacted by the previous mining of coal, which is so important to our state as well. So, you know, we've been able to break some of these projects loose and get clean water and replace old systems in many cases so that our people can have what many in the big city just take for granted when they get up every morning. And that's clean, drinkable, accessible water. And that's what we're celebrating in Kimball today.
Phase one in Elkhorn is also funded by a grant and loan from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development. The project continues down Route 52 with two more phases. It's three of several plans in the works to bring clean water throughout the county. Green says 6 years ago, the McDowell PSD had about 500 customers. Now he's proud to say there's more than 3,000, and several other projects are in the works. The Big Sandy Rotorfield Extension will bring clean water to his own home.
Personally, right now, I have a deep well and a pump, and the water's not the greatest, but we're thankful for it. But that's generally the case all through the Tug Valley in our county here, where most folks outside of municipality have well water. Few have springs. I have a water treatment system, personally, that is salt-based, and they say over the long term that's not good. But we're thankful for what we have.
Phase one of the Elkhorn Regional Water Project will bring clean water to 200 homes. Green says the PSD plans to pay back the loan within 30 years, meaning water bills could increase about $30 a month. Phase one is expected to be complete in spring of 2015. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Elkhorn.